Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. This week, we're speaking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. There is so much I want to say to you, and I can't, so it's going to spill over into next week, which is perfectly fine from the church's point of view, because as I've said so many times on this program, any celebration of the church is not just for that day. It's not just for that day, you know, like we celebrate Christmas Day and then the 26th of December, everything goes back to normal. That's not the way it is in the kingdom of God. This is a gift that will last for all eternity. And so each year, I want to be more and more open to the gifts that God gave me when I was baptized, when I was confirmed. I want to receive them more deeply in my life. I want to become a disciple of Christ. So let's look today at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 28 to 38. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Now remember, Paul now is leaving them. He's saying goodbye in each of these cities as he's making his way to Jerusalem, as I spoke about yesterday. And if you didn't hear yesterday's program, go to our website, renewalministries.net, and click on radio, and then click on Food for the Journey, and you can listen anytime you want. Paul says that he's on his way to Jerusalem, and he says that it's the Holy Spirit who's given him to understand that he will not see them again. In other words, he's going to die there. And it's not easy. For the people. They love him. This one who was so opposed to them, this one who was attacking them, imprisoning them, having them beaten, all kinds of things, being a witness to their deaths, is now right with them. In fact, he's outrunning them as a Christian. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Keep watch. Now remember, these are his last words to the people, so they really carry us a particular depth, and they carry a particular weight. So listen to it in that light. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves, and he means people, savage wolves, will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward perverting the truth to draw the disciples away from them. You're going to have people who will be traitors right within your midst. So be vigilant, be watchful, and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. I served you for 3 years, night and day. I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up. There it is. The word can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. They tried to pay him for his service. All they took was what he absolutely needed. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. That's not where his treasure is. His treasure is God. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Paul's work, he was a tent maker. That's how he, in a sense, earned his living. It's hard work. When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and he prayed with them all. And they were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. Parting in this life is very, very painful. very painful. It costs all of us because they are people we love. But brothers and sisters, you will see them again. You will. If you follow him. If you live your life in accord with the gospel, you will see them again. That's not a fairy tale. It's the truth. Psalm 68, sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Show forth, O God, your power, the power, O God, with which you took our part for your temple in Jerusalem. Let the kings bring you gifts. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Chant praise to the Lord who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God. Over Israel is his majesty. His power is in the skies. Awesome in his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. What a beautiful, beautiful hymn of praise. Do you know, I learned this not too long ago. Perhaps many of you know this, but I learned not too long ago that in the Vatican, when John Paul was Pope, and there are, of course, many, many chapels and oratories in throughout the Vatican, different office areas, and just all through the whole Vatican complex, there are many small chapels where Mass could be celebrated because there are many priests going in and out, and places where people can come to pray, etc. And what John Paul did as he was going through just in his daily activities of business from place to place within the Vatican, wherever there was a chapel, he stopped, he went in, he knelt down, and he prayed. It caused some problems with schedule some days, but he never would pass the Lord without stopping. He believed, he knew it was true. How often do you stop into a church, a Catholic church? How often do you stop during the day when you're rushing by on business and just stop for 5 minutes and kneel before him and acknowledge him? Over Israel is his majesty. His power is in the skies. Awesome in his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And God gives power and strength to his people. But we need to acknowledge him. You know, you don't just go by and wave if you even do that. How many people who are Catholic, how many people walk by Catholic churches and never even acknowledge that God is present? It's weak faith. That's our problem. So perhaps this Pentecost, what you want to do is ask God, increase my faith so that I can see you, acknowledge you, live my life flowing from you and returning to you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about a day that we say, oh, Lord, thank you for giving the first apostles the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. No. We're thanking him for what he gave them and for what he is giving us. Are we living in it? The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them. And none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. This is Jesus. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. God wants us one with him so that we can relate to the Father as he does. That's what God wants. That's not just a religious sentiment. It's reality. It's greater than the chair you're sitting in right now. It's greater than the car you're driving and the steering wheel you're holding. The reality is there is a kingdom, brothers and sisters, that awaits us, if we put our trust in Him. And if we live according to the Spirit of the living God given to us in baptism, given to us in greater measure, in a sense, given us in terms of more gifts in the sacrament of confirmation. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. Brothers and sisters, that's not a passing joy. That's a deep, deep abiding joy, a certainty that God is, and that God so loves you that he died for you, and he so loves you he gave of his spirit to bring you safely home to him. This is reality. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Could Jesus say that about you? You're in the world, but you're not of it. In other words, its priorities don't imprison your life. You live in the world, but not of the world. It's the grace of God that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Is it at work in you? Consecrate them in the truth. That's what the Holy Spirit desires to do. The Father gives us the Spirit. May we be consecrated in the truth. That's what I'm trying to talk to you about. The truth about life. What the world tells you are the highest values and the greatest priorities aren't that at all. Some of them, quite frankly, are laughable. But unless you really live in the kingdom of God, you can't experience it. You got to throw your whole lot in. May you be able to do that this Pentecost. May this Pentecost be particularly fruitful for you. May you turn away from sin. May you give yourself. This Christ who died for you, who rose for you, now shares his very self with you through the Holy Spirit to bring you safely home. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. Brothers and sisters, don't stand on the wobbly foundation of this world. It eventually will crash. Stand on the rock that is Jesus Christ. And may you know there the power and the strength, the beauty, the glory, the love of God himself for you, through you, in you. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.